This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. While insect pest activity probably won't be noticeable for several months, there are some early season pests to be aware of. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says that aphids and eastern tent caterpillar are normally the first to appear. He explains how to recognize and deal with insect pests in early spring. Raymond, spring is not officially here yet, but as we think ahead, we know that soon we'll start seeing some of those insect pests here and there, and those would be primarily the ones that overwintered that we maybe didn't get taken care of last year.
Yeah, here we are in February, and all of a sudden we're down to some cold temperatures again, but I know there's massive anticipation of potential pests to be that'll be out there. Aphids will be one of our earliest pests, especially when the new flesh or growth comes out of plants. Eastern tent caterpillar will be present about April. Clover mites will be probably wanting to enter into the home. So those are some of the earlier insect and mite pests that might be a problem. And I just want to point out that you don't have to necessarily get out there with a pesticide to spray. Both aphids and eastern tent caterpillar can be dealt with the high-pressure water spray. Just dislodge the aphids, dislodge the nest of the eastern tent caterpillar, primarily in cherry or anything in the rosaceae family early on. And, you know, don't spray until you really have to. So some early cultural or physical practices will alleviate any harmful effects on some non-target organisms.
Are we going to see these primarily on the upper side or the underside?
Well, the aphids, they tend to feed mostly on the terminal growth. So you'll see them on the terminals. They'll be visible and on the leaf undersides. The eastern tent caterpillar creates these nests in the crotches of trees, basically, so they're very visible. You go down the roads, I think 99 I go down, you'll see on the side these nests that are kind of wedged in the crotches of trees, and that's where the caterpillars hide, basically. And if you open it up, birds will basically be able to feed on them.
And if we do nothing, what happens later on in the season?
Well, like most insect or mite pests, doing nothing generally, it can result in damage. However, there can be cases where some of the beneficial insects, natural enemies, can manage populations like aphids, for example, and like I mentioned, birds for caterpillars. That's why indiscriminate or use of pesticides may be counterproductive. But however, I must admit, the natural enemies may not manage the population sufficiently to reduce plant damage. And that's where you come in with maybe a high-pressure water spray. If you need to spray, you can use like an insecticidal soap or a mineral or neem-based oil. The soaps are desiccants, the oils are suffocants, and have no residual. So there's no side effects later on for natural enemies that want to come back and reside in those environments.
And you don't have to worry about damaging other plants as well.
You mean with the pesticides? Yeah, as long as you use them correctly and read the label. Let me repeat that, read the label. You know, first of all, before you apply any pesticide, you want to make sure your plants are turgid and well watered. That's really important because we haven't got a lot of moisture, whether it be snow or rain. So make sure you water your plants beforehand and then you spray, because you can damage your plants more easily when they're under water stress. So you want to water beforehand so they're turgid, and then you're going to minimize the effects of soaps and oils. And you're correct. Soaps and oils will cause damage on some plants that are experiencing stress.
You mentioned the beneficial insects before, and you actually have a couple of new publications out that people can check out.
Yeah, we have two new Extension publications. One is on Eremothrus oremicus. Say that five times fast. That's a parasitoid of the of whiteflies, primarily the sweet potato whitefly. And the other one is on an insidious flower bug. It's a predatory bug that feeds on western flower thrips and other insects. Last year, of course, we did row beetles, and I have two more coming on. And what's really interesting, these are really needed because we don't have a portfolio on these, and biologic control is increasing in use. And having these extension publications will be extremely valuable to producers. Most of these are for greenhouse production, but we have gone into outdoor gardens too. If you want to use these to enhance the biologicals, the beneficials, and consequently reduce your use of inputs from insecticides or miticides.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on early season pests to be aware of. The three publications that Raymond mentioned are available through the K-State Research and Extension Bookstore at bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.